don't even remember the page already.
I'll hold it.
But you shall not die of thirst. You shall wander by the sea, though you do not know the way. You shall speak your words in foreign lands, and all will understand. You shall be the
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, the grace and the peace of God our Father and the Lord Jesus be with you.
And also with you.
We prepare to celebrate the mystery of Christ. We call to mind God's mercy. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to life everlasting. Let us pray. Lord God, guide and protector of your people, grant us an unfailing respect for your name and keep us in your love. We ask this in the name of Jesus, who lives with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.
Reading from the book of Job. The Lord answered Job out of the whirlwind. Who is this that darkens counsel by words without knowledge? I will question you, and you shall declare to me. Where were you when I laid the foundations of the earth? Tell me if you have an understanding. Who shut in the seas with the doors when it burst out from the womb? When I made the clouds its garment and prescribed bounds for it and set bars and doors and said, thus far shall you come and no farther, and here shall your proud waves be stopped. The word of the Lord.
second reading is for this is from the Paul's second letter to the Corinthians, 5th chapter, verses 14 through 17. The love of Christ urges us on because we are convinced that one has died for all, therefore all have died. And he died for all so that those who live might live no longer for themselves, but for him who died and was raised for them. From now on, therefore, we regard no one from a human point of view. Even though we once knew Christ from a human point of view, we know him no longer in that way. So if anyone is in Christ, there is a new creation. Everything old has passed away. See, everything has become new. The word of the Lord.
Lord be with you.
And also with you.
The Gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ according to Mark. It was on that very same day, as evening drew on, Jesus said to his disciples, "Let us cross over to the other side." And so they left the crowds and they took Jesus just as he was in the boat with them, and they departed. And there were other boats that went with them. Now a great gale came up over the waters, and the wind and the waves buffeted the side of the boat and almost swamped it. Meanwhile, Jesus was asleep. He was in the back of the boat. He was resting on a cushion. The disciples went to him and they awoke him from sleep. And they said to him, "Teacher, is it no interest to you that we are going to drown?" Jesus woke up and he rebuked the wind and he said to the sea, "Quiet, be still." And the wind subsided and the sea became calm. And then Jesus said to them, "Why are you so afraid? How is it that you still do not believe?" The disciples were filled with terror and kept asking each other, "Who is this man? For the wind and the sea obey him." The Gospel of the Lord. The gospel story this morning recalls a historical event. It recalls an event that happened to Jesus and to those disciples as they were crossing the Sea of Galilee. That same story, that same event is recalled in the Gospel according to Matthew and the Gospel according to Luke. Beyond it being a historical description, it has from the very beginning been seen as an analogy of the church. In the year 1600, there was a man in Holland whose name was Hans Lipsky. This man was a tradesman, an artisan. He was a spectacle maker. He had a small shop and he spent most of his day sitting behind the table and repairing lenses. The front doors of his shop were always open, so that as people came and went, he could see them without having to leave his table. One day, two children entered the shop. They were amazed by what they saw in the shop window, those mirrors and those lenses and those intricate tools that he used to ply his trade. And the children began picking up the items, especially the lenses and the mirrors, and playing with them. And as they reflected light and as they looked through them, the children wondered because they saw things in new ways, in different ways. Those lenses allowed them to see what they always did see, but in a sense what they never had seen. And then by accident or by grace, the children picked up two lenses and they looked through them at the same time, and what they saw was the weather vane on top of the church, except the church was a far distance away from them and the weather vane looked very close. And then they looked at other places and other sights, and they saw again what was far away seemed very close. The children were enthusiastic and they were laughing and talking and making noise, and ultimately Hans got up from his table and he went over to see what the children were doing. And behold, he too looked through the lenses. And to his great amazement, he saw things far away come very close. And because of that play of the children, he began thereafter not only to mend lenses and to make spectacles, but to build telescopes. Well, I would suggest to you that the heart of the gospel story is found in the final line. Those disciples say, "Who is this man?" For the wind and the sea obey him. And in one sense, the church has answered that question from the very beginning. This man is the lens of God. Those who believe are called to see the world through the lens of Jesus Christ. Men and women of faith are called to look upon the events of their day through the lens which is Jesus Christ. And they will see the day as it is, but they will see it differently. They will see it as God sees it. Who is this man? This man is the telescope of God. It is through this Jesus of Nazareth that a far-off God becomes very, very close. It is through Jesus of Nazareth that a distant God becomes intimate with creation. When one reads the world through the lens that is Jesus Christ, then one sees the world through the love that is Christ, through the compassion that is Christ, through the hope and the justice and the goodness and the truth that is Christ. And in so seeing, The believer is motivated, is moved. The second reading today from St. Paul tells us that the love of Christ urges us on, moves us, impels us, drives us, motivates us, is the engine by which we act. And none of that is possible. None of that works unless we come more and more to view our lives and the life of the world and the events of our lives and the events of the world through the lens that is Jesus Christ. You and I were fitted with those lenses for the first time in the moment of our baptism. And you and I are called to continue to see and to look through that vantage point. This morning we have the opportunity to celebrate the sacrament of baptism. And it also provides us an opportunity to remember our own baptism and to remember the gift that we have received. We are called to see the world through the eyes of Jesus. And through Him, we are called to see God, to see the Father up close, that our God is no longer distant and far away.